Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's Team Zenith training conference call. I certainly appreciate y'all being here this morning. We're going to talk about the 7 reasons that people fail in their EcoQuest business. And this is going to answer some of the questions that we have received over the past couple of months. And it's going to enlighten some of you, and it will help you, if you will let it, it will help you to avoid some things that maybe have hampered your business and your growth in EcoQuest. The top 7 reasons that people fail in EcoQuest business. Number 1 is that they're green as grass. Now, we talked a little bit about this last week, as a matter of fact, when we had Bill with us. Folks, this is a business of marketing and promotion, and it's mostly pursued by people who have no idea how to market, how to promote themselves and their business. It's a business of leadership, mostly pursued by people who have never led. It's a business of ownership, and mostly pursued by people who's never owned a home-based business. And you have to understand that rarely does anyone succeed in a brand new career in their first few months, and EcoQuest is not really any different. You know, during your first 6 months, you're really just getting your feet wet and learning the ropes, and basically you got to pay your dues in order to earn success. And that means you got to practice, and normally you got to fail over and over and over again until you learn what works and what doesn't. And every time you fail to accomplish what you wanted, but you got back up again and kept going, well, you won. See, that's the difference between those who make it in EcoQuest and those who don't. Most of the big guys, they started out as little guys, and each of them failed their way to the top again and again and again, and you know, until they got it. It took me 9 years of failing in network marketing before I got it. And I finally made it because I developed the patience and I made a commitment to get what I wanted, and I wouldn't quit until I did. And you don't have to do that. You don't have to go through those 9 years, because we know what works and what doesn't work now. All right, number 2, the second reason that people fail in EcoQuest, they could pass for an Al Bundy lookalike. Now, folks, what that means is that working at home is not really that easy. There's many temptations that are constantly, well, they're competing for your attention, you know, like your family and your favorite TV show and chores around the house, the honey-do list, you know, the food. The list is rather lengthy. You come home from your 9-to-5, and your old routine is there waiting for you, and it's always tempting you to give up. You know, picture Al Bundy, and don't look like that. You know what it means? EcoQuest is, it's a marketing business that's easy to start, and that means it's easy to quit, too. And having the discipline to come home and to go to work again, this time for yourself instead of your boss, well, it's simply a matter of desire and scheduling the tasks which need to be done. See, the difference between knowing what to do and doing it is whether or not you schedule it. And that's why I so strongly recommend you're getting a daily director. And that's why I had Master Manager Bill Davis on the call last week. It's just vitally important. Scheduling your activities each day is a critical step to reaching your goals, because success only comes real through the habitual application of correct knowledge. Now, to sort of bring that point home, how many of y'all heard of Andrew Carnegie? In the early 1900s, he was the richest man in the world. And I want to tell you his formula for success and the little story that goes along with it. In the early 1900s, just as Andrew Carnegie was building his fortune, a guy comes into his office offering to sell his services as a consultant. Well, now, Carnegie was suspect whether a man unknown to him could offer any kind of intellectual information worth paying for. Well, the consultant felt like he possessed information of great value to Carnegie, so he made him an offer that he couldn't refuse. He told Carnegie that if you just give me 15 minutes, he would provide, at no charge whatsoever, information that would multiply his fortune, but there was a stipulation. So if Carnegie decided to use the information, and in doing so found it to be worthwhile, he must promise to send whatever he determined to be an appropriate payment to the consultant. Well, Carnegie agreed to hear the man out, so he promptly told him the secret. Folks, here was the secret that he told him. Each night before going to bed, take out a piece of paper and write 6 things that you can and must accomplish tomorrow that will bring the greatest value to your business. After listing these 6 things, write a number by each one, 1 through 6. That's indicating priority. And then when you get up in the morning, you get this piece of paper and you set immediately to work doing the first thing until it's completed. Then you move on to number 2 and then number 3 and so on. Complete each task in order and do not allow anything to distract or to redirect your attentions or your efforts until every task on the piece of paper is completed. And then once these things are done, you can work, you know, as you please on other projects that's important as you decide. And repeat this process each night and every day until it becomes a habit. Teach this same process to all your main people. Instruct them likewise to repeat the process until it becomes habit. Then they should teach it to their main people. Well, when the consultant was finished, he thanked Mr. Carnegie for his time. He gathered these things and he left. A few weeks of using this method, Andrew Carnegie was so impressed with his own productivity and his effectiveness that he sent the man a check for $25,000. Folks, that's equivalent to about $1 million today. Carnegie developed the habit completely, then he set out to teach his main people in his company. And the productivity and the morale and the attitude and the profitability from this single, simple activity was so remarkable that he continued to use it the rest of his life, and he considered it to be one of his most valuable pieces of advice that he'd ever got. That's pretty significant. That's something that my dad taught me when I was about 17 years old, and folks, I've used it a lot, and I contributed a lot of my success to that. All right, number 3. The magical mailbox syndrome. All too often people come into EcoQuest and they got this ATM mentality. They think that just because they bought a dealership and some product that their mailbox is going to start spitting out these checks and keys to a new car and cruise tickets. And I'll tell you, if that's the case, I got to take a break and head down to the hardware store because my mailbox must be broken. Seriously, though, think about it, folks. Most people today, they attend college for 4 or 5 years to graduate and to get this entry-level job with a salary of $25,000 to $35,000 a year. And after taxes, that might come out to maybe $2,000 on a month on the high end. And you know what happens? They continue to work up the ladder, and a few may eventually hit that six-figure income during some point in their life, say 10 to 20 years later, if they ever do. And yet, you know, people start an EcoQuest business, they work it for 3 weeks, they don't bother to learn the ropes, nor do they do the necessary activity, and yet they still expect to replace a baseline minimum income that took them 4 or 5 years of school and tens of thousands of dollars in classes to acquire, and they expect to do this in just a month or two in EcoQuest? And you know what? That's delusional. That's just downright delusional. You can, however, start an EcoQuest home business and completely self-fund your business by wiping out all your expenses for the year just from your new tax deductions. You can spend 2 to 5 years of your life growing and learning and doing the business, and then you never have to worry about money again. That's guaranteed. Now, why is it guaranteed? Well, because you know what? You own a new skill, the skill of creating wealth. Now you can do it over and over and over again anytime you want. Your mind and your habits, they become your own living, breathing ATM machine. And you know what? When you start an EcoQuest business, you're not just purchasing products and advertising. You're purchasing an opportunity to learn how to be a successful entrepreneur and teaching yourself how to create wealth on your terms, not your boss's. Man, I'm telling you, choosing to start an EcoQuest business is the smartest financial move you could make in your lifetime if you simply commit to it. All right, number 4, the downers. This is a tough one. The influence of loved ones and friends, it can be a powerful force, but realize that the vast majority of people you know, they're not cut out for self-employment or financial freedom. They either don't desire it or they don't believe it, they're worthy of it. You are different, folks. Simply by the fact that you're on this training call this morning puts you among the few in life who dare to dream big dreams and, more importantly, to make it happen. You know, that's fantastic, but beware. Negative people will destroy or can destroy you and your business. Those who do not share your dream, they'll try to replace it with their own. And what that means is if you got someone close to you who's always complaining and always seeing the bad side of any situation, always sighing heavily at your nutty ideas, you need to get them out of your life, and the sooner the better. Now, I suggest breaking off the friendships or fire him or her, get them shipped off to an assignment at the North Pole. Man, ideas and business ventures, they're fragile. They need nurturing, not criticism. I'll tell you, it happens to everyone, so be prepared for it. And when it happens, don't lose faith. These folks, they act out what they feel are good intentions, but really, it's truly based in selfishness. You just feel pity for them and for their ignorance, and find friendships among others like you who dream big and want to achieve more and want to live well. Remember this. People are down on whatever they aren't up on. And you know what? That even goes for some members of your team. There's no doubt about it. It's going to happen. People are going to join your team who do nothing but look for a reason to fail. And you know, whether it's our websites or the price of our products, the ingredients, whatever it is, they're going to latch on to whatever negative they can find, and they will complain constantly. In the process, they're going to bring you down and everyone they come in contact with. If you discover someone like this, protect your team from their influence or their negative energy. It will spread like a virus. If you have to, cut them out of all communications until they just finally disappear. Man, don't waste your time and energy on trying to fix them or their problems. They are the problem. You know what? There is nothing that you can do about it. You just got to keep moving forward. Along those same lines, you're going to hear stuff like, yeah, James, this business looks good, but I talked to my friend Joe last night, and he said he tried one of those networking businesses, and they don't work. Well, great, Bob. Tell me, what does Joe do for a living, and how much money does he make doing that? Well, he's a teacher, so he's a smart guy. I guess he makes about $40,000 a year. Folks, do you see this big flashing neon sign that says vacancy above Bob's head? What in the world do they know about making big money if they aren't making it themselves? Bottom line is, never take advice from someone who isn't earning the kind of money you want to make. I don't care if it's your best friend or your mother. They don't have any idea what they're talking about. Please don't take this warning lightly. If you truly desire success and achieving your goals and realizing your dreams, you got to purge these vampire-like people out of your life. All right, number five, a case of the but I gotta's. Distractions, they're typically an issue for someone who doesn't have true desire or real intentions to be self-employed. And you know what I mean, they always seem to find a reason, you know, to take a break or to do the laundry or whatever the case might be. And the best method to defeat distractions is to schedule activity, just like we talked about before. But really, very importantly, is to keep more leads on hand for your business than you have time to call. And then schedule a time each night to call them. Don't just plan to make calls from 7 to 9 o'clock. Put it on your daily directory and announce it to your family. This time is for my business. It is the priority. And folks, within a week, your family should know where you are and what you're doing without even asking. And as a matter of fact, it was a surprise for them, if they was to see you away from your desk and off the phone. Remember, the difference between knowing what to do and doing it is whether or not you schedule it. I got to pound that point home. All right, number six. The number six reason people fail. This one's the patience level of a six-year-old at 5 a.m. on Christmas morning. Folks, here's what I mean by that. Ads like make $10,000 in 90 days, or $250,000 first year potential, or ground floor opportunity, join now. Man, those kind of ads, they did the real business owners in this world a tremendous disservice. Of course, it didn't help those gullible but well-meaning folks who believed that hype either. Some really very ignorant and selfish MLMers created their own bed with this one, and I'm telling you, now everyone in the industry has to lie in that bed. But I got news for you. This industry, it's not about getting rich quick, and anyone who tells you differently is just plain lying to you. It's about working part-time 2 to 4 or 5 years and replacing your income and then going full-time and just deciding how high you want to climb. Can you make money fast in EagleQuest? Say, six figures in 6 to 12 months? Well, yes. In fact, quite a few people in EagleQuest have done that, but their story should not be promoted as the norm. Can you do it? Sure. There's no secret behind their results. They simply learned the business and then worked harder than anyone else. And trust me, folks, those are the hardest workers I ever met. They earned every last cent that they're making. It's important to keep your expectations in check. What's going to happen in the beginning, you invest enormous amounts of time to make very little. And then, a few years later, you can make enormous amounts of money for very little time. But you got to know that this process takes time to manifest, and during that time, that's when most people quit. My suggestion would be to build your business around 90-day massive plans of action and always have that 2 to 5 year game plan in place. You know, keep in mind, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. A realistic scenario is, maybe $1,000 a month in 3 to 6 months and $10,000 a month in 2 to 4 years, if you're really working the business and you're working it daily. And for those of you that's grasped and embraced the Summit Climbers program, you can probably double those earnings in half as much time. You just need to come to the table with the understanding that you have chosen to become a small business owner. You have chosen to become self-employed, an ambitious entrepreneur. Man, there's a lot of learning and responsibility that comes with this territory. But it's a fun business to build, and the rewards are just absolutely unbelievable. But just be responsible and be smart about it. All right, number 7, it's quitting time. This is the last one on the list, but it's probably the biggest culprit, if you will, for the EagleQuest business owner's failure. I'm simply amazed when I see a 35-year-old, a 45, a 55, 65-year-old grown men and women start their business, and then they whine and cry like a little schoolgirl because their website went down, or they talked to 5 people, and they all said no, and someone canceled their autoship order, or their sponsor didn't return their phone call. It's rather sad. But folks, welcome to business. You know what? Those folks, they just need to grow up and be an adult. Ask me if I regret spending my first 9 years in the industry failing again and again and again. You know, was it worth it? Well, I'd say spending those years learning the lessons I needed to learn in order to live the rest of my life with complete financial and time freedom, I'd say that was probably worth it. Wouldn't you? See, that's the real question here. Would you stick it out when things get real tough, or would you throw in the towel and blame the company or the products or your sponsor or the industry itself? Man, the only difference between massive income earners in EagleQuest and everybody else is that they didn't quit. They kept pushing forward no matter what. And you must have an absolute commitment to keep going no matter what until you succeed. Is there going to be failures? Yes, there's going to be failures. You will have failures. You'll have setbacks. You'll have distractions, and you'll have disappointments. Yeah, I'm telling you this ahead of time because but I'll tell you, it's been my observation that the more setbacks you have, the bigger your success will be when it finally happens. It basically, you got to go through this testing period and prove yourself first, before the success is allowed to happen. And this is true in anything in life, and it's true here as well. There will most likely be times when you want to quit, and there will be times when you just downright hate doing this business. But let me tell you right now that all of the top EagleQuesters, they go through this. You're not alone. The difference is these top people, they go through this and they keep going because their daily actions have become habit. They don't quit. They don't go halfway. They give it their all, even when they don't feel like it. They discipline themselves to keep going no matter what. They give themselves no options, no excuses, and no fallbacks. And folks, if you will adopt those same kinds of attitudes and beliefs and disciplines and schedule your activity and maintain that commitment, you too will go to the top. And I have no doubts about that. You're well on your way. You're learning what to do and how to do it. And I salute you for that. We appreciate all of you. All right, we're going to go back to open line and talk about this, see if I've got any volunteers. Additionally, you need to know that Mike Jackson is starting Team Zenith. Although you all see our call that Mike Jackson was on is on the website. It's on the Summit Climbers website. The first Monday of each month at 8 p.m., Mike Jackson is going to be doing Summit Climber calls. So we'll not be doing this. Well, I'm not going to compete with Mike Jackson on these calls. We'll learn together by attending these calls of Mike Jackson's and not Team Zenith. We'll continue doing, that's the first Monday of every month. We'll continue doing Team Zenith on Monday mornings, but not the first Monday of each month on Monday evenings. Okay, I ask everyone to have in front of them their performance profile tracking sheet. And now I'm going to, I need to go back to open line, don't I?
All callers are unmuted.
I'm looking for somebody that has filled out their performance profile tracking sheet and to see if they would like to discuss it or to see if there's any questions about how this thing works. And the line is open. What's your question or who do we have to volunteer?
I'm ready. This is Paul.
Hey, Paul, go ahead.
Well, my profile is 31 points, 12 CDs, magazines, follow-up.
Wait a minute now, 31 points. Where does that place you?
Well, that places me as
healthy growth.
I'm sorry?
Healthy growth, right?
Yes, healthy growth. But there's more room for improvement.
All right, go ahead.
Well, 12 with the exposure contacts, 2-on-1 prospect meeting, 2, securing a new referral, 4, new personal dealer sign up, 2.
Outstanding.
And as far as my personal accomplishments, I have 8 items here for the week.
Oh, before you go, let me ask you this. You signed up 2 people this past week? Or in the last couple of weeks?
Yes, I have 2 people signed up as dealers, yes.
Where did they come from? Was that from advertising, direct mail, voicemail drops? Where did they come from?
The first one, I joined the Chamber of Commerce, and this one girl that was in the Chamber of Commerce called me about 4 months later. She had changed job at an art institute, and everybody was complaining about sinus problems and odors and whatever. So I brought her fresh air to the art institute, and she couldn't get them to purchase it. But one of her fellow workers received such relief from it, she took it home, and she fell in love with it. And then she called me and said, "I'm a friend of Holly's," and I knew she had loaned the machine.
Well, so basically, though, this amounts to you was expanding your warm market by doing these BNIs and chamber of commerce and so forth.
Correct.
And then it became a referral from a referral.
There you go. And I was exposing the product to the people and see who would get excited about it.
Great, great. Outstanding. That's one of them. What about the other one?
The other one, we did a ladies' health show, and she was filling it in at the booth next door, next to us. I was able to feed her information because it was a little bit slow. So I was able to do more networking with the other vendors in the show. There was only like about 2 came into the show, but we walked away with 184 survey forms filled out.
And some of those, as you continue processing those things, they will turn into either sales or dealers, no doubt about it. That's great.
All right, my personal accomplishments this week, through my BNI group, through referrals, I actually have the husband of one of the vice presidents of Procter & Gamble is testing the laundry purer.
Procter & Gamble?
His wife is a big VP for Procter & Gamble. And when he first was introduced to the laundry purer through the BNI group, he told me up front, he says, there's no way I can take that home.
Yeah, doesn't Procter & Gamble make soap?
Yeah. And their home office here. Cincinnati is their base.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you don't want to say anything bad about Procter & Gamble out in public because somebody works for them. But anyway, in the group, the first laundry purer sold in the group was a lady that does credit card sales. The first one was sold through a quick copy lady at the Chamber of Commerce, and she led me to the BNI group. I joined the BNI group, and then the credit card processor bought a laundry purer, and her husband's in the air conditioning business. And then the CPA in the group tried it. He had such influence. I found out that while he was trying it, the husband of the VP of Procter & Gamble called him 10 times, asking him about it. And then after he, 1 week, fell in love with it, Harold, you know, Procter & Gamble, said, I have to take one home.
Wow.
He took one home. And then last week, I put another laundry purer in another lady in the BNI group, which is a massage therapist. So it's just kind of snowballing.
That's great.
Now I'm trying to put together these letters of recommendation from these people about the laundry purer, and I understand Mike Jackson's trying to get a website set up with testimonials about the laundry purer.
Yeah, I hope you all heard last Saturday's Bob Gittins was on the call. Well, I did the call 9:30 in the morning, and it was an outstanding call. He had Mike Jackson on there, he had Jim Richard on there. It was a really fantastic call. So if you missed that call, it's on the archives there of the IAC system, so I highly recommend that you go back and listen to that call. It gives us a lot of insight on the laundry purer and the business end as it stands. Paul, you've done an outstanding job there of networking. That's what this is all about, isn't it?
Meeting people and reaching over their shoulders and trying to find out who they know. And so then one of my newest dealers, which came through the quick copy, ladies, and this dealer is a biochemist, and her international investor, and her daughter lives in Columbus, and she was at the Columbus meeting with the chief of Alan Johnston was in Columbus too, so she was there. She's setting up meetings in Columbus. I made 3 contacts while I was there in Columbus, and she's also setting up meetings in Atlanta, Georgia. We placed the Eagle 5000 at a...
Well, when you say you made 3 contacts, I'm not sure I know what you mean by that.
Well, after the meeting, we went to a restaurant, and there were 2 gentlemen at the table across from us, and of course, we're talking, and they were kind of friendly, I guess, because when they got up, he was going to take my sports coat, and just being, you know, funny, and I said, well... So, in other words, it started a conversation, and so I was able to give them some business cards and talk to them about what they do and about what I do, and they were very interested. And so then I made a contact. I've been working to contact through the, I'm also in the Rotary, and we had a speaker from a national indoor water park that's opened in the area. And so I have a meeting at 10:30 tomorrow to speak with their maintenance supervisor. My goal is to get, they actually have 3,200 rooms in 8 different locations in the United States. And my long-range goal is to get the little mini ductwork in all of their AC units. And then I have a hotel chain in Nashville that has 7 locations. They... up with them this week. They're trying a fresh air. While I was down in Nashville a week or so ago, I left a fresh air with them. They really need it. And the vice president was there, and he's meeting with the president this week, and he said he believes that they will probably want to buy 14 fresh airs, 2 for each of their locations. And then I've started a campaign of meeting 1 minister a week, and I met 2 this week, followed up on 1 and met a new one. I want to meet 1 minister in these little small churches, get their card, give them the DVD, and see who in their congregation, you know, may be interested in looking at my company.
When you say you started a campaign, which I think that's fantastic, starting a campaign to contact ministers, are you doing this by calling them or by sending them a letter, or how are you doing this?
No, I just as I drive up and down the street and I see the different places, I'll just show up when they're there, and I want a face-to-face meeting. What I've noticed with ministers is that they're easy people to talk with because they're in the people business and they're very good people and they're concerned. And, you know, the minister that I met Saturday, you know, we ended on a note that he's praying for me and I'm praying for him and his church. And that was just kind of an initial meeting to give him the DVD. And then I've got his business card, and I want to build up one business card a week of a new minister each week, and then follow up, you know, and just, you know, take it slow, but
yeah.
Just trying to build relationships. And I know that they are people of influence, and that they're also trying to help people.
Outstanding. That's good. Building the relationship that's what it's all about. Until people know, like, and trust you, they generally won't do business with you.
Yes, and my last item that I'm working on, I got a brainstorm, realizing I go back and look into last year and the year before, and I look at the different spikes, the different months when I had a spike of QV and PV, and I look back and say, what did I do that month that made that spike? And one of my spikes from a number of years ago was I was able to get a wholesale air conditioning supply house involved, and then, of course, he was able to lead me to a number of AC guys. So I'm trying to get the laundry pure out, so I'm thinking of the wholesale appliance parts company. So I will try to send DVDs to them with a little cover letter and see if I can develop some interest so that I can reach their appliance repairmen that buy from them that are in people's homes.
That's a good effort, but I don't know that I would just be sending out DVDs in a direct mail method. That's not real duplicatable because of the expense. I mean, you know,
I will make a contact with them first.
Okay, all right, good.
I won't just send them a DVD unless there's an interest. I can call them first.
Exactly.
So that's my activity for this week.
All right, let me ask something. Do you feel like that this performance profile sheet and graph is going to help you? If you graph these activities out, can you see where you'll, just like you did, you went to see where those spikes were in your previous activity and performance, can you see where this weekly thing will help generate more leads in the future?
Well, most definitely, because, of course, now my goal is to try to double that this week, because I'm thinking this is really the hottest time of the year for me, James, because when I look back, my hottest months are the next 7 months, January till the convention, and people are in a different mood right now, where you can speak to them, they're thinking about the new year, they're thinking about, you know, New Year's resolutions, they're thinking about, they're in a happy mood.
It's just that's true.
To talk to people today than it was 2 months ago.
I couldn't agree with you more. That's absolutely true. Paul, I really appreciate your input. I've learned from that. I'm hoping everybody else has learned from that. And we will continue doing these kind of things in the future. It's going to be good for all of us. We're all going to learn and grow together, and we're all going to go to the top. And that's where I'm going to see you guys real soon. We're going to have a good one, folks. Just like Paul said, these next 7 months are some of the most important months in all of networking history. These are the months where you can really take off. And with the introduction of the Summit Commerce Program and the things that are going on at EcoQuest, man, you guys have got a great future ahead of you. This morning we had Paul Jeter. He did it for us. He did an outstanding job. According to the points, he was at a healthy business and things were going pretty well. And who do we have tonight? Did everybody leave?
No. I will.
Who is I will?
Linda.
Oh, Linda. All right, super.
I've tried keeping track of, not, you know, quite, this is different for me, so I had to get used to it. And I had 2 days that I really didn't work much, but what do you want me to share?
Well, first of all, what kind of a score did you end up with?
Did you add up all the points?
Right.
154.
What?
Did I do it wrong?
Man, either that.
Well, then I must have done it wrong. I thought, I went back and read the sheets. And thought I was keeping track, right? But do you get a point for each dial and each connect? And
yeah, you do.
Okay.
Lord have mercy, I got 58 and thought I did fantastic. And you got a what?
Well, just a minute. No, add that up, Bill. See if I did it right. I had 154, but that might be wrong.
Man, oh man.
No, I actually had more than that.
Team Zenith worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that much or more.
I think Linda probably needs to do next week's call.
No. Not really. I'm still learning, as you know. Well, I did on Monday and Tuesday and Friday and Saturday, I dialed a lot of leads, some basic air sale leads and some biz off leads. And I made, let's see.
Linda, let me ask you this. You've been getting leads from Brad Neer?
Yeah. Well, I've done, you know, I did for a long time. I did the Christian leads, too. And I got a lot of, people from Christian leads. Then I switched over to, I wanted to try these.
Well, I understand that his leads have gotten better.
Well, he works very hard at getting his leads to be good leads. And
yeah.
He really, you know, I just appreciate his integrity and the way he works to keep his... And when he gets bad leads, he tells you, you know, and he gives you extra leads. That's what I like about it, too.
Uh-huh.
So, but anyway, so I dialed a lot of leads. And I actually only made, like Monday, I only made 14 connects. No, 4 connects, and Tuesday I made 10 connects, and Friday I made 9, and Saturday I made 4. You know, so I dialed a lot of numbers to talk to those people. But.
Okay, so, all right, so most of your numbers came from calling previous leads that, well, Christian leads that you used to buy all the time?
No, these were new leads.
These are all new leads?
No, I shouldn't say. No, there were some follow-ups. I'm sorry. There were some follow-ups, yep. Yeah,
okay.
But a lot of them were brand new people that I had never talked to. And I was gone all day Thursday, and I was gone in the evening on Wednesday, so I didn't work much on Wednesday, so I tried to hit it hard on Monday, Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday.
Those were the air sale leads? In other words, these were retail prospects?
Let's see. On Monday, I did some in the morning and some in the evening, and then the rest were biz op leads.
Uh-huh.
They're kind of mixed up.
Well,
and some were, you know, you call somebody and they'll ask you to call them back at night, you know, so then you pick it up again. But if I read that correctly, every dial you were supposed to count, right?
Right. That's right. All right. Well, that's outstanding. That's fantastic.
Do you know what? Do you want to know what I learned, though?
What did you learn?
I learned that everyone's busy and they want me to call them back after Christmas.
That's actually to be, you know, somewhat expected, if you will. Although
yeah.
December's always been a decent month. Mostly in some of the, you know, the smaller price products, a lot of people buying for presents and things of this nature. That's where I did a lot of my Christmas shopping. I always do. And why not buy from your own store?
Right.
Let me ask you this. How much is Brad charging for leads these days?
Well, they vary. Today he offered, if you were on the Monday morning call, he actually ordered anybody on the made an offer on that call that you could order real-time premium biz op leads for... Let's see, I think it was 5 of them for $45, but he doubled that. So I paid $450 for a biz op lead. And then you get an extra one in case you get a bad number.
Okay, so that, and these were real-time?
Real-time premium biz op lead.
Mike Carlson, you still on?
Yes, I am. James, I'd like to add a little 2 cents worth here.
Please do.
Brad's leads range in price from about $4.50. Mostly they're around 8-something, unless he has specials. And he has specials quite often. And his air sales leads will be even more. They're more expensive, but you'll get an air sale and recover your costs. But I would also recommend, just for everybody to know, that there are a variety of lead sources that I like. One comes from another master manager called Networker Central. I buy from Networker Central because at least every other month they have a sale where they give a 50% off sale, and I like buying local leads by area code. And when they have the 50% off sale, you can get them for 69 cents a piece or less. And those are biz op leads only. Those are available at networkercentral.com.
What is it called? What is it again?
Networkercentral.com. I think there's a link to that place on Bob Gidden's Chippy News.
Yeah, there is.
And that's how I first found out about it.
Those are sold to one other person also.
Yes. And they're good leads. I've called them. And as a matter of fact, I just bought 300 of them, and I'm going to start calling them tomorrow.
I want you all to know this. Most people aren't going to start their business by getting on the phone because they don't have the experience, they're not competent, they don't have the confidence, and that's why you need, or if you haven't done it already, you need to build that list of 100 people. You need to go through that and build that belief in yourself and get the confidence that you need to get on the phone. Because if you get on the phone to begin with and start that way, first of all, you better have a budget to live by and go by and then schedule that time for calling and so forth. But if you're not comfortable in getting on the phone, you're going to get rejected big time. And I do mean big time. And rejection will put somebody out of this business faster than anything I know. Yes, Jane Gillen's an exception. 18 no's before she finally sold a machine. But most folks won't do that. And when you bring somebody new in, my personal belief is you have got to start them just like we started Team Zenith. Start them at the beginning. Start them with their warm market. And that's where they're going to get the confidence and the competence to do this program and then to branch out in doing some of these other things. If they are comfortable with it, well, then, hey, I'm all for it. You get on the phone. You want to grow your business anyway. But I'll tell you something. I was probably, almost 2 years into the business before I ever picked up the phone to call somebody other than somebody I already knew. And yet we've got 120-some managers and all over the United States and even in Europe and Asia. So when it all started right here in Melbourne, Florida. But one of the reasons that we do these performance profile tracking sheets is to find out where people are getting leads. You know, or people are calling these leads. We want to build some stats to see where the best ones are coming from. So there's some ideas there of where to go get leads if you're ready for that. Don't take a new person there, though. Please don't do that, or you'll lose them unless they're, you know, got thick skin. Because it's just like Linda's got 150-some points, mostly from calling people. Linda's been at it a while. She's good on the phone. She knows what she's talking about. And I appreciate her a lot for being able to do that. But she didn't start that way. Did you, Linda?
No. I was scared to death the first time I did it.
I'm sure you were.
The first few times. But, you know, I've really grown to enjoy it.
Well,
but it's from just practicing and doing a lot.
That's right. That's exactly right. All right, folks, that's going to wrap it up for this evening. You've got a lot of ideas here, and you... Linda, let me ask you this. Did you graph your results?
Did I graph them?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Well, the reason for the graph, of course, is to be able to see where you need work. And if you'll graph it, after a while, you'll see a pattern, and you'll see where you need to be spending some time with or where you need to grow some, where you need to learn some.
Okay. I'll do it.
And, folks, it will help you. I guarantee you it will help you in your EcoQuest business. All right. If I don't talk to you before the next time, I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I am looking forward to a big year for all of you. And with that, we will end the call unless somebody's got a question.
Merry Christmas, James. Thanks again.
Thank you all.
Merry Christmas. Bye. Ho, ho, ho.